This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is monitoring China's drills around Taiwan closely and is comfortable and confident, it said Sunday. It has in place sufficient resources and capabilities in the region to ensure peace and stability. VOA's Marissa Melton has the backstory.
The statement comes after Chinese fighter jets began 3 days of drills over the Taiwan Strait on Saturday. It's an angry response to a meeting Wednesday in California between Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. The three-day drills were widely expected. China had condemned the meeting in Los Angeles. Chinese state media released what it said was footage of the drills showing warships at sea and fighter jets refueling in the air. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The U.S. military has sent a guided missile submarine to the Middle East amid tensions in the region. AP's Jackie Quinn reporting.
The Navy says a nuclear-powered submarine based in Georgia, capable of carrying 154 Tomahawk missiles, has passed through the Suez Canal and is joining the U.S. 5th Fleet, which patrols the Persian Gulf. The Navy rarely discusses its deployment of submarines, but this appears to mark a show of force toward Iran and others amid recent tensions. Last month, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed forces in Syria after a rocket attack killed a U.S. contractor. And the U.S., U.K., and Israel have accused Iran of targeting oil tankers and commercial ships in recent years. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese health officials have now defended their search for the source of the COVID-19 virus and lashed out at the World Health Organization after its leader